What about people who are dressed in black at a funeral you say they're in? In Lunium, they're in
mourn.
Yeah, they're in
mourning.
Sure, okay. Say if the children are out late at night and the wife is getting a little bit worried, the husband might say, well, they'll be all home all right, just don't
worry.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a disease that children used to get? They get sores in their throat and their throat would close up and wouldn't be able to breathe. Begins with a D, diphtheria. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of any kind of disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow? Jaundice?
Mm-mm.
And heard of it? Okay. Could you say that?
Jaundice.
Okay. Say if somebody met you on the street and said, how are you doing today? What would you probably say?
Just fine, how are you?
Okay. You said, how are you? Is that the way you would usually say greet somebody if you met them on the street?
If they ask me how I'm up, how I am,
okay.
I answer them, not ask them how they were.
Okay. What if you were the first one to say something when you met somebody? How would you greet them?
Hi, how are you?
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say that to somebody you didn't know?
Mm-mm.
Wouldn't say anything at all?
I just say hi.
Hi, okay. All right. What about if somebody had their appendix taken out, you say they had an attack of
appendicitis?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if somebody ate something that disagreed with it and it came back up, you say you had to
spit out?
Yeah, okay. Anything besides that?
Vomit.
Mm-hmm. Are either one of those, are those just regular ways of saying it to you, or is one of them a joking kind of funny way of saying it?
Spit up sounds like a baby.
Yeah, okay. Alright. Have you ever heard something that sounded kind of crude, kind of yucky way of saying it? So happy.
Cute.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, I have.
What, at school?
Uh-huh. Just among the younger.
Yeah. Okay. You, how would you say it?
Peeped.
Okay. You ever heard of barf?
Yeah. Call Earl.
What? Why would you say that?
That is...
Somebody to call Earl.
It's just, it's just a joke.
Yeah. Does it mean anything?
No, you just, when someone has to pee, they just say that.
You had to call them all. Didn't hear that one. Okay. Somebody that's like that, you say he's sick where he's sick. He's not sick in the head, he's sick.
My stomach.
It's what?
Stomach.
Yeah, he's sick. I just didn't hear all what you said.
In the stomach?
Yeah, okay. All right. What about if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly? You say he's doing what he's...
badly going on there.
Okay, or dating, or... Do people still say courting?
Mm-mm.
That's kind of old-fashioned.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but you would say?
He's dating.
Okay. And he would be her?
Boyfriend.
And she would be his?
Girlfriend.
Okay. Say if the boy got home late at night and he's got lipstick all over his collar and his little brother sees him, he says, aha, you've been
kissing.
Okay. Say if the boy asked the girl to marry him but she doesn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
Refused.
Sure, okay. But if she didn't refuse him, they went ahead and got
married.
Okay. At the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom, you call him the
groomsman.
Okay. What about
best man?
What?
Best man.
Sure. Okay. What about the girl or the woman who stands up with the bride?
The maid of honor.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a ceremony around here called a serenade or a chivalry after a wedding? Okay. Say if people are having a party and it gets a little out of hand and one of the neighbors calls the police and the police come over, they don't arrest just one person, they arrest the
whole party.
Okay. What would you say you're having if you hire a band and, you get on the floor and move around, you're having a
band?
Okay.